Good morning. It's 8:08 a.m. on Saturday, August 11th, 2018. This is going to be a short one today because I was walking and not paying attention and forgot to turn it on. I was thinking about the story. I was thinking about all kinds of stuff this morning. The story, I tried to start it yesterday as part of the Novelrama with the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. And it did not come together. It was Flail City. I did a couple of sprints and I looked at it and went, no. Part of it was I spent a lot of time going back and trying to find the names and the places and the dates and the stuff from two books ago. And I did try to start with the meeting with Brill. And it just didn't. It didn't come together. So I'm going to start where I expected it to start. And we'll see where that goes. Today's going to be a bit broken up. In theory, I'm running the sprints from 9 till 12. I've already done the scheduled posts for those. And I still don't have the free write done. I still don't know what the story is. I have some rough ideas. I need to go back into my free write document and spend some quality time with that. The tough part for today is that I forgot my pills last night. So I have that low-grade headache right in the back of my skull. It just keeps reminding me that I was an idiot. I have to rephrase that because I was distracted. And I was up too late. Got a pretty decent night's sleep, although a short one. I need to set an alarm for bedtime and then stick to it. So I took my pills, so now I'm groggy. I'm a little bit distracted. No, I'm a whole lot distracted. It's ridiculous. part of the distraction, is it? I have a headache. And my ADHD is in full bloom. Good morning. That's a big dog. This time next week, I'll be almost done with Worldcon. I lost way too much time yesterday to SIFWA. Part of that is because I have a tendency, it's not built into my structure. It's not built into my routine, so I have to go to a different machine, I have to log into a different account, I have to do all kinds of things. Heading east. A lot of weeds turned to brown. All the thistles are now brown. If those other things are ragweed or... Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. So trying to figure out where this story goes. I know where I thought the story was going to go. I don't have any idea how it's going to get there. I have 3 or 4 things I need to address. One, I need to get Ishmael back on his feet. Two, apparently I need to come up with an origin story for the Chernyakhova. Guys, every time somebody sees a barbell in toe hold space, oh, this must be the old Chernyakhova. No. One of the differences between toehold space and CPJCT space is credentialing. Now, we've seen how credentialing falls short, even within DST, where Delman was not exactly, in spite of having come through all of the vetting, all the all the academy and all the rest of that. Having experience, he still wasn't a very good captain. But the structures in CPJCT space prevent that flaw from being fatal. Oh gosh, shambling along with a dog that's not working any faster. And to hold space, that's not the case. Morning. It's an old dog. Looks like he's got hip dysplasia. And to hold space, all you need is somebody who will let you fly the ship. And a ship. So the Chernyakhova was never managed properly. It's a failure in management. It's a failure in having a corporate owner or a ship owner who hires the cheapest people he can find, invests the least amount of money he can, and as a result, a captain who didn't know any better followed orders that should never have been made, and the Chernyakhova was inevitable. So I'm gonna have to spell that out. I've got the place for it. I know where it slots in. I'm having scenes flash in my brain. It's like, oh yes, okay, this might be how this goes. This might be how this works. What I have to do is get them to it. I'm almost back. Roofers are out banging this morning. Had some toast at 5 o'clock, but I have to say, it's feeling kind of thin right at the moment. Do have to get groceries today. I'm gonna grill some pork chops. The kid who moved out is the kid who doesn't like pork chops. I also have to try to get a haircut between now and Wednesday. Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.